弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今年我们教会的意向主题
This year, the vision and theme of our church.
你们可以跟我一起先用中文讲，然后呢，我们一起用英文跟 Peter 说。今年的意向主题是每日亲近主，每日经历主。
And the theme of this year, if you'll repeat with me, is walking with God and experiencing Him daily.
All right, we need to work on that one a little bit. 在同时呢，在今年开始的时候呢，教会有一群30多位弟兄姐妹一起推动了，要一年之内把圣经读一遍。
And there's about 30 brothers and sisters that have planned to read the Bible throughout the whole Bible throughout the year and finish reading the Bible in a year.
用意就是能够多在神的话语里面能够长进。
And the purpose is to grow in God's Word, the knowledge of God's Word.
那我也参加了这个一年读经的计划。
And I also participated in this plan.
可是一年之内读完圣经是很有挑战性的一件事情。
But it is rather challenging to finish reading the whole Bible in one year.
特别是当我们在读旧约的时候，进入到这个立位记、民数记的这个部分。
And especially in the Old Testament, when we come across the book of Leviticus and Numbers.
为什么这些旧约里面的经文对我们来说有这么大的挑战性？
And why is it these books in the Old Testament gives us such a challenge?
因为的确在它的历史年代还有这个文化的背景当中与我们有很大很大的隔阂。
Because there is a gap between and a difference in cultural and background in the history in those books.
但是呢，我鼓励弟兄姐妹。
But I encourage you.
坚持。
Persevere.
因为呢，时间久了下来，这些都会成为你属灵知识的基础。
Because as time goes on, this will be a foundation for your spiritual life.
如果你还没有加入这个读经计划，但愿意的话。
And if you haven't participated yet,
那你可以跟培刚联络。
And you're willing, you can contact Brother 培刚。
那英文的弟兄姐妹也可以。
And also the English-speaking brothers and sisters.
那今天讲到的主题是神的圣洁。
The topic for today's message is the holiness of God.
是从立位记里面出来的。
And it comes from Leviticus.
因为当我在读神的话的时候。
Because when I'm reading God's word,
我心里就有一个感动。
And I have a moving in my heart.
读圣经对许多的弟兄姐妹们来说，特别是刚入门的弟兄姐妹们来说，是很艰难的。
Because it is challenging to read God's word, especially when you're a new believer.
但是神的心意是要我们在他的话语当中能够尝到神的旨意和他的爱的这个心意。
But it is God's heart for you to taste the goodness and understand his heart.
所以心里面就有一个感动，就把我们读经进度的内容呢，用讲道和教导的方式一起来与弟兄姐妹们来敬拜神。
So I want to use the teaching of God's word together to worship our God.
那希望也对你们有帮助，也能够提升我们对读神话语的这个热忱。
So I hope that it can be helpful and also increase our desire to read God's word.
立位记这本书是有一个背景的。
There is background to the book of Leviticus.
以色列人在埃及被奴役了400年。
Now the Israelites were held captive in Egypt for over 400 years.
在这400年当中，
And within those 400 years,
因为埃及人是信奉多神的。
Because the Egyptians were a people that believed in many gods.
所以呢，以色列人就开始对耶和华独一真神的这个概念就有了扭曲。
So the Israelites, who were once a people that believed in one God, Yahweh, now have been led astray.
因为大环境还有这个异教信仰的影响，他们对神的概念就受到了扭曲了。
So because of the surrounding and their environment, they started to be led astray.
这跟我们今天今天的人是相同的。
And it's very similar to us today.
不论我们的出生环境是如何。
Doesn't matter our background, where we were born.
不论我们是从哪一个国家、哪一个文化来的。
Or which country or culture we're from.
甚至包括今天在美国的本土。
And including us here in America.
各式各样的思想、各式各样的信仰、各式各样的说法。
All types of religion, philosophy, or ways of thinking.
不断地影响着我们
influences us.
包括我们看的电视电影，对神、对这个灵魂、对灵界的描述，虽然我们知道他们是故事，可是他们影响着我们。
And even in media entertainment, when it talks about the spiritual world, even though we know that it's fiction, but it still influences us.
这些文化、思想、信仰会扭曲我们对神的认识。
And all of these influences of ideology, religion, and philosophy corrupts our way of thinking towards and our the concept of God.
那《利未记》这本书的宗旨，就是为了要能够面对。对付而且纠正这个错误。
And the book of Leviticus, the principle behind this book is so that it can redirect us and give us a accurate picture of God.
神因为看见人的信仰不纯正了。
Because God sees that the people's faith is not in Him is not pure.
所以他给了启示。
So he gave revelation.
所以他给了他的话语。
And he gave his word.
他给了教导。
And he gave teaching.
他制定了律法。
And he set laws.
这一切都是为了要能够引导那些虽然是有罪的人。
And it is the purpose is to lead those that are sinful.
但是却是蒙神的爱得到救赎的人能够与这位圣洁的神建立一个亲密的关系。
But it is also useful for leading those sinners to back to God.
Yeah, yeah. 这些有罪但是呢却是被神所爱而且是被神救赎的人。
And it's for the people that are sinners but loved by God and wants to be saved by God.
能够来亲近这位圣洁的神。
To be able to draw near to a holy God.
我知道我们在读利未记的时候。
I know when we read the book of Leviticus.
许许多多繁复的规矩啊条文啊然后让我们看的是头昏眼花的。
And there is a lot of laws and commands that are repeated numerous times, and it kind of confuses us.
讲到很多献祭的规定。
And laws regarding sacrifice.
然后描述怎么样将这个祭司将人民能够分别为圣。
And descriptions of how to sanctify not only the people, the congregation, but also the priests.
然后怎么样将当时他们所建造的会幕还有里面一切的器具怎么样能够将他们分别为圣
And all of the furnishings inside the tent of meeting and how to sanctify them.
然后呢又有各式各样关于不同事物的不洁净的法令和条文
And then numerous prescriptions and types of uncleanness and what sets things that are clean and what sets things that are unclean.
然后又讲到怎么样的为这些不洁净的事物能够赎罪，然后使他们再次成为洁净。
And to atone for those that are unclean and make them clean again.
但是整体来讲，整体来讲，利未记的主题，首要的就是圣洁。
But overall, the main theme of the book of Leviticus is holiness.
是讲到神的圣洁。
And it's about God's holiness.
并且讲到神对于他子民要圣洁的要求。
And also his demand or his requirement for his people to be holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以他要我们成为圣洁。
Therefore, he wants us to be holy.
那我们今天来看今天的经文，我们先看利未记第十章。
So we'll look at Leviticus chapter 10 this morning.
利未记第十章第一到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
亚伦的儿子拿达和亚比户各拿着自己的香炉，盛上了火，加上了香，然后在耶和华的面前献上平常的火，是耶和华没有命令他们献的。当时就有火从耶和华的面前出来，把他们烧灭了，他们就死在耶和华的面前。于是摩西对亚伦说，这就是耶和华曾经告诉我们的，他说，在亲近我的人中，我要显为圣，在众人的面前，我要得荣耀。
Verse 1 to 3. Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it and laid incense on it and offered unauthorized fire before the Lord.Which he had not commanded them. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord has said. Among those who are near me, I will be sanctified, and before all the people, I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace.
然后利未记十一章四十四节。
And then in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44,
因为我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要使自己成为圣洁，你们要分别为圣，因为我是圣洁的。
For I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. You shall not defile yourselves with any swarming thing that crawls on the ground.
拿达和亚比户这两个人的名字我们要记得。
We need to remember these two names.
拿达和亚比户他们是亚伦的儿子。
Nadab and Abihu, they're the sons of Aaron.
亚伦是摩西的哥哥。
And Aaron is the older brother of Moses.
摩西是那个在西乃山上面与神面对面领受神律法的那位。
And Moses was the one that received the Ten Commandments from God at Mount Sinai.
他是与神对话的人。
He is the one that actually spoke with God.
他是神要与他的子民说话的一个出口。
He is the mouthpiece for God when God wants to speak to his people.
他是一个尊重神的人。
He is one that has reverence and respects God.
他是一个顺服神的人。
And he follows God.
神称摩西为他的朋友。
And God referred to him as his friend.
称他为他的仆人。
And refers to Moses as his servant.
所以拿达和亚比户他们这两位要成为祭司的时候，事实上他们应该是前景很看好，是前途无量的。
So when you look at Nadab and Abihu, they are on their way to become priests. So they have a lot of potential.
他们是第一代的祭司。
They're the first generation priests.
这位圣洁的神亲自的呼召了他们。
So this holy God called these two.
将亚伦将他的儿子们呼召出来，成为在神面前服侍神的祭司。
So God calls Aaron and these two sons to serve himself.
他们的出身是一个很好的家庭。
So that is a great family pedigree.
是一个受人敬仰的家族。
So respected by people.
爸爸是亚伦，叔叔是摩西。
So father is Aaron and their uncle is Moses.
姑姑是米利安。
And their aunt is Miriam.
是几百万人以色列人出埃及的领袖。
The leader that led thousands of Israelites out of Egypt.
而且当他们要成为祭司的这个过程当中，他们按例的这个典礼是规模浩大的。
So in the process of becoming priest and their ordination and appointment is great.
利未记八章到十章就很仔细地描述这整个过程。
And the whole process of this ordination is recorded from chapter 8 to 10.
耗时、耗力、耗物资，而且是需要很仔细地去筹备的。用了很多的时间，用了很多的精力，用了很多的金钱和物质，才能够把它准备好。
So a lot of time, money, and effort is spent on this ordination.
第九章里面我们才看到，他们才刚穿上照着神量身定做好的崭新的袍子和束腰带。
They were dressed in fresh robes and sashes.
然后呢，头上戴着这个礼冠
，and on their heads a turban held.
Yeah, 这个礼冠呢上面还放了一个金牌
，and this turban held a golden plate.
叫做圣冠。
It's called a.
这个金牌叫做圣冠，然后在这个金牌上面印着什么
？It's a gold. There on the turban held a golden plate, and there's an inscription.
这个牌子上面写的是归耶和华为圣。
And the inscription is holy to the Lord.
他们要成为祭司的这个过程。
So the process of becoming priests.
如果你们有圣经的话可以跟我翻一下。
So if you have your Bibles with you, you can turn with me.
第八章里面这样子描述。
In chapter 8.
他们首先要拿一只羊。
They have to have a lamb.
然后呢，要把这个羊杀了。
And the lamb needs to be killed.
然后这个羊血要使这些祭司成圣。
And the blood of the lamb can sanctify the priests.
照着耶和华神的规定，这个血要先放在他的右耳垂上面。
According to God's command, this blood needs to be on their earlobes.
Right earlobe.
Right earlobe.
然后呢，要放在他的右手的大拇指上。
And then also on their right thumb.
然后呢，要放在他的右脚的大拇指上。
And then on their right
大脚趾
big toe.
然后之后呢，还要有牛。要将牛杀了，要献上。
And then afterwards, a bull needs to be killed and offered.
然后呢，在祭司们能够进入会幕献祭之前，要拿膏油去膏抹这个会幕一切的祭坛和所有一切的这个器皿。
And the priest, before entering into the tent of meeting, needs to anoint all of these furnishings
and the utensils in the tent of the meeting. 他们要献上燔祭 burnt offering.
And they need to offer burnt offering.
他们要献上赎罪祭
and sin offering.
他们要献上平安祭
and peace offering.
他们要献上素祭 A grain offering.
And grain offering.
他们不但要为自己的罪献祭。
Not only do they need to sacrifice for their own sins.
他们要为所有以色列的子民献这个献祭。
They also need to sacrifice and offer for all of the Israelites.
然后呢，之后他们还要在会幕之前等七天。
And they also need to wait 7 days in front of the tent of meeting.
神先将这一切的指示很仔细的跟摩西说了。
So all of this detail was instructed by God to Moses.
然后摩西就很仔细的对亚伦和亚伦的儿子们说。
So Moses passed on these instructions to Aaron and his two sons.
然后在第九章的最后，当他们将一切的祭物都准备好的时候，在第九章二十四节告诉我们。
And at towards the end of chapter 9 in verse 24, after all this preparation has been done,
耶和华的荣耀就在众人的面前显现。At the end of 23, 在二十三节最后。
And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people.
然后就有火从耶和华的面前出来，烧尽了祭坛上面一切的祭物和脂肪。然后众民看见了，就大声欢呼，就匍匐在地上。
And fire came out before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the pieces of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces.
拿达和亚比户经过了这么繁复的这个程序，领受了圣职。
And Nadab and Abihu, throughout this whole process, received the calling.
身上穿着这些全新的祭司的衣服。
And put on this new garment, priestly garment.
头上的金牌写着“归耶和华为圣”，我是归耶和华为圣的。
And on the turban on their head had the inscription of "Holy to the Lord."
然后才看见神的烈火把祭坛上面的祭物一切烧尽，心里面的那种震惊和敬畏可想而知。
So then, experiencing the fire that came out before the Lord that consumed all of this,
然后他们是被神拣选分别出来专门服侍神的人。
And they were called to be separated from others to serve God Himself.
可是他们这个祭司的职分却没做多久。
But in their roles as priests, it was not long.
是不是第十章一开始我们刚刚读到的，他们才刚开始服侍，他们祭司是要拿着这个香炉在耶和华的面前每日的要献上这个馨香的气息。
So I can, as you can see, in chapter 10 verse 1 to 3, they took their censer and was about to make an offering.
他们是照着耶和华的指示，照着摩西向耶和华向摩西所启示的吩咐去做的。
And they did so according to the instruction passed down from Moses to Aaron and on to them.
祭司应该拿着这个香炉，然后应该放上香，应该献到耶和华面前。
So the priests all should take their censer and put the fire and incense for offering.
但是圣经却说，他们所献的这个火是叫做平常的火，或是没有被耶和华所允许的火。
But the fire that they offered here it records is unauthorized fire.
所谓平常的火，就不是一个神圣的火，不是照着耶和华神亲自吩咐的方式去献上的。
So this unauthorized fire is just plain fire, not separated as holy.And which the Lord had did not command them.
因为不是耶和华吩咐他们所做的，就不属于神的，就不神圣。
Because it is not commanded by the Lord, it doesn't belong to the Lord, therefore it is not holy.
神就惩罚他们，就用火把他们烧灭了。
So God punished them and consumed them by fire.
当然，拿达和亚比户他们因为他们这样的献祭而死亡，当然对我们来说，我们会有很多的疑问。
Of course, this the death of Nadab and Abihu, their sudden death, raises a lot of questions.
拿拿跟亚比户他们正式的在神的面前做祭司，可能都没有他们预备做祭司的这个整个程序的时间还长。
The process of their ordination probably lasted much longer than their actual roles as a priest.
但是到底什么是这个所谓平常的火，或者是没有被神允许的燔火呢？
But what is this unauthorized or plain fire?
是他们烧错香了吗？
Is it because they used the wrong incense?
因为神有很仔细的告诉他们，这个在神面前烧的香是要有特别材料制作而成的，其他的不能用在别的用途上面的。
Is it because these incense that the Lord requires needs to be made from certain elements or materials?
他们是没有照着神的吩咐用应当的材料吗？
And they didn't follow the instructions to use the right materials for the incense?
还是说他们没有照着神所规定的时间进去献上这个香？
Or is it because they didn't offer at the right time?
耶和华说早晚各一次，祭司要进去到神的面前，在约柜的面前要献上香。
Well, God says twice a day, in the morning and at night, the priests are to offer the incense.
我们不能很确定。
We don't know for sure.
因为圣经在这件事情上面是没有描述。
Because scripture doesn't specifically explain.
可是我们可以确定的是，
But what we can be certain of,
拿达和亚比户是绝对知道神对于献祭的这件事情的要求。
Nadab and Abihu knows clearly the requirements of this, of the offering.
出埃及记三十章里面跟我们讲得很清楚，神对他们说，你不可以在我的面前献上平凡的香。
In Exodus chapter 30, it's, the Lord said, you shall not offer unauthorized incense.
而且我们知道神跟了摩西说，摩西带着亚伦和他的儿子照着神的吩咐去做过这件事情的。
And it also records that Moses and Aaron have led these two in the act of offering.
所以他们神很清楚很明白的让他们知道他们该做的是什么。
So the Lord told them and they should be very clear of what is required.
所以他们没有任何的借口。
So there's no excuse.
但是是什么原因呢？
But then for what reason?
为什么他们不把献在耶和华面前献香的这件事情当做一件重要的事情去做呢？
Did they not take this seriously enough when they offered the incense?
为什么他们会这么不经意的或不小心的或随便的在神的面前用他们自己的方式去献上这个香呢？
Why did they shrug off the warning and do it
according
to their own desire, their own way?
然后他们付上的代价是什么？是自己的生命。
And what is that the cost? It is their life.
当我们在圣经里面读到这样的描述的时候，
And in the Bible, when we read in something like this,
我们知道因为神要我们从中要能够学生命的功课。
Because God wants us to learn a life lesson.
所以我们今天我们花一点时间。
So let us take some time.
我们在神的面前我们来反思。
So let us reflect this morning before the Lord.
他们被火烧灭死亡的这件事情，对我来说，对我们来说，我们能够学到什么呢？
What can we learn from their death?
我今天就讲三个方面。
And we'll discuss three points.
第一，没有所谓无关紧要的罪。
Number one, there are no small sins.
没有所谓无关紧要的罪。
There are no small sins.
索多玛和俄摩拉这两个城是罪大恶极的城。
The two most wicked cities, Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以神降火把这两个城里面的人民烧死，这是理所当然的。
So God raining fire down them and consuming those two cities is natural because they're wicked and sinful.
可是神差遣火把这两个菜鸟祭司烧死。
But God roasting these two rookie priests,
那只不过是犯了一点小罪。
That's just a small sin.
这个我们就不懂得他道理了。
Then we're not understanding this, the purpose.
神将我们认为小的或者是轻微的罪，却做了这么严厉的惩治，对我们来说是很震撼的。
It's startling. It is startling that God would use such a deadly punishment on such a small mistake.
可是呢，我们可以很清楚的知道，就是拿达和亚比户他们的心是被蒙蔽的。
But we know that Nadab and Abihu's heart deceived them.
耶利米书十七章九节，事实上说人心是诡诈的。
In Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, it says that the heart is deceiving.
Yeah, a man's heart is deceitful. 所以我们能够看见的就是拿达和亚比户不知道是什么原因，可是可能就是下意识的。他们自己对自己说，我这样做就可以了。
So they probably talked themselves into thinking their disobedience was just a small feat, trivial.
我是违背神很清楚的吩咐，但是可能大不了，没什么大不了的。
They must have thought that not obeying God's commands is no big deal.
但是我们如果看圣经的话，我们就会发现，事实上圣经里面有不少的记载相同相似的事情。
But if we read scripture, there's many recordings of similar acts and consequences.
好像是小罪，可是却受到严厉的惩治。
It seems like such a small sin, but such a harsh punishment.
吃一颗禁果。
For example, eating a forbidden fruit.
这是亚当夏娃。
That's Adam and Eve.
那回头看看居住多年的这个城市。
Or looking back at a city that they've lived in for such a long time.
这是变成岩柱罗德的太太。
That's Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt.
拿着手中的杖打石头两次
，and hitting a rock twice with their staff.
这是摩西
，that's Moses.
那因此不能进入到神应许的迦南之地。
Consequence of hitting that rock, striking that rock twice, was that he's not allowed to enter into the promised land.
在扛约柜的时候，哦，不是，在这个约柜，要从这个牛车掉下来的时候，伸手去扶他一把。
Or touching the Ark of the Covenant as it was tipping over.
这个是乌撒。
That's the story of Uzzah.
他扶了一下这个约柜，就被神杀死。
He held on to the Ark of Covenant so that it wouldn't tip over and was died immediately.
变卖家产捐给教会。
Or lying about the money offered to the church,
但是不把全部的钱给教会，却欺骗说是全部的。
But lying about offering all of their finances,
这是在新约圣经使徒行传里面的亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉两夫妇。
And that's a story in the New Testament of the couple Ananias and Sapphira.
变卖了家产。并没有把全部的奉献上是没问题，可是他们欺骗了使徒，结果呢，神就杀死他们。
So the problem here is not that they didn't offer all of their finances, but lying that they offered all of it was the punishment, would cause the punishment.
这些事件里面它有什么相似之处？
So what are the similarities between all of these?
神的话要告诉我们什么？
What is God's word telling us?
对一个圣洁的神来说，没有一样罪是小罪。
To a holy God, there is no such thing as a small sin.
当罪看起来是大不了的时候，就是因为我们认为神的圣洁不重要的时候。
So when sin only seems unimportant, that's when God's holiness seems insignificant.
当我们觉得一个罪是大不了的时候，是因为我们对神的圣洁认为不重要的时候。
Sin only seems unimportant when God's holiness seems insignificant.
圣经里描述神是一个烧不尽的烈火。
In Scripture, it describes God as an all-consuming fire.
他是在一个人不能接近的光中。
And he dwells in unapproachable light.
在神的面前是没有污秽的。
So before him, there is no impurity.
因为他是全然的纯洁，全然的美善，罪恶是不能在他的面前存在的。
So he is pure and clean and holy, and evil cannot be before his eyes.
以赛亚书第六章里面描写，在神的这个宝座面前敬拜的一个画面。
And in Isaiah chapter 6, it describes a picture of worship before a holy God.
这些公义无罪的天使
and angels
who are righteous and without sin, 他们在神的面前，他们要呼喊着圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Even righteous and holy angels cry holy, holy, holy before God.
他们在神的面前服侍和献上敬拜的时候，
And when they serve and worship God,
他们一对翅膀遮着眼睛,
they have a pair of wings that cover their eyes,
一对翅膀遮着脚,
and a pair of wings that cover their feet.
因为他们在神那荣耀的光芒当中,
because before God's radiant holiness,
他荣耀圣洁的光芒当中, 他们是承受不住的。
It is unbearable for them to endure God's radiant holiness.
当以赛亚这位在神的面前是一位公义的先知。
Isaiah, a righteous prophet before God.
当他在异象当中见到神的时候。
And when he stood before God in his vision.
他不得不从他的内心呼喊出，祸哉，我已经灭亡了，因为我是一个嘴唇不洁的人。
He can't help but say, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips.
当我们正视神的公义，神的圣洁的时候，
When we see God as holy,
当我们正视神的圣洁的时候，我们就知道没有一个罪是小罪。
When we see God's holiness and see him as he is holy and pure,There is no sin that is small.
当我们说没有一个罪是小罪的时候，并不代表所有的罪都是一样的。
But when we say that no sins are small, it does not mean that all sins are the same.
有些罪它带来的后果是比其他的一些罪所带来的后果是更严重的。
Some sins carry more serious consequences.
可是这并不代表一个罪比另外一个罪更不重要或更小。
But that doesn't mean a sin is any smaller or less than another sin.
问题不在于我们看一个罪是重罪还是一个罪是轻罪。
It's not how we view that this sin is smaller compared to another sin.
并不是说这个是严重的罪，这个是轻微的罪。
It's not that this is a more serious sin compared to another.
问题是我们怎么样子来看神。
The issue is how we view our God.
当我们对神的圣洁有一个正确崇高的认识，
When we have an accurate and high view of God's holiness,
那我们就会发现任何的一丁点的罪在神的面前都是对神严重的触犯。
Then we will see even the tiniest sin is a serious offense.
就算是一丁点的对神的违背，都是对这位圣洁的神是一种背叛。
Even the tiniest sin is a serious offense and rebellion against a holy God.
拿达和亚比户他们的死亡，事实上所表现、所代表的，就是神对罪的惩治。
So Nadab and Abihu's death is just a foreshadowing of the fire that and the consequence that awaits even the slightest of sinners.
是神要用烈火去烧尽的惩治。
And it is a consequence of consuming fire.
这是神的圣洁。
God is that holy.
这是我们罪的严重性。
And that is the seriousness of any sin.
在你的生命中有没有一些小罪？
And then in your life, are there any small sins?
你认为是小的罪？
Or you deem as small sins?
或者是一些违背神的事情在你生命当中，可是你现在已经觉得无关紧要、无伤大雅了。
Or things that might offend God, but you have grown comfortable with.
我是属神的人。
I belong to God.
我是基督徒。
I'm a Christian.
但是我跟罪，我要跟这些罪共同生活。
But I still want to live with these sins.
我要与他共存。That's the popular saying, coexist, right?
Coexist with sin.
我要跟我这些罪共存。你已经觉得他无关紧要，不痛不痒了。
Because you have grown comfortable with them, it's no big thing.
然后你说，然后没有后果啊。
And you say to yourself, see, there's no consequence, no punishment.
过得还很好啊。
I'm still living life.
神的烈火还没有降下。
That's because God's fire has not come down.
弟兄姐妹，不要把神把他的烈怒，这个收回，他用耐心对待你的方式，认为他对你的罪不看重。
Don't interpret God withholding his consuming fire as him not caring about your sin.
罗马书第二章第四节这样说。
In Romans chapter 2, verse 4,
难道你要藐视神丰富的恩典，他的宽容和他的忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改吗？
Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance?
神的恩慈，他的宽容和他的忍耐，不是为了要让你对罪感觉到无关痛痒。
So his mercy and his patience shouldn't lead you to be comfortable with your sin.
而应该让你能够看见神的恩典慈爱使你悔改。
But rather help you to see his grace and his mercy to lead you to repentance.
第二个，我们从拿达和亚比户的这件事情上面，我们看到的是如何敬拜神是很重要的。
The second point that we can learn from Adab and Abihu is it matters how we worship God.
我们如何去敬拜神是很重要的。
It's important how we approach God in worship.
那首先我要说，敬拜当然是包括我们主日的敬拜。
Now of course worship.Includes our Sunday worship service.
但是对神来说，弟兄姐妹，属神的人的敬拜是我们的生活和我们的生命。
But God sees worship with how we live our life.
一个属神的人，一个神的儿女， 他对神的敬拜是他的一生一世。
Someone that belongs to God, their worship is their whole life.
是涵括我们每天24个小时，一周七天所有的时间。
It includes all of our time, 24/7.
不是只是主日上午一个半小时的时间。
It's not just worship service for an hour and a half on Sunday.
但是我们如何在教会敬拜？
But how do we worship God?
我们如何在家庭里面是一个献上敬拜的生活？
How do we worship God in our family life?
我们在我们的工作职份这个单位当中，我们是如何在神的面前献上我们敬拜的生活？
And even in our workplace, how do we lift our life and our behavior in the workplace as worship to God.
你看拿达亚比户不错，他们是祭司。
Now it's true that Nadab and Abihu, their professions were priests.
但是他们不是一周一次在神的面前献上敬拜。
But they don't just offer their worship once a week.
他们的工作，他们的职分
，their work and their role is worship.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们应该如何来敬拜神。
The Bible teaches us very clearly how to worship God.
利未记八章到九章里面，事实上我们看到他描述，就是所有的人民都是遵照耶和华的吩咐而去做。
In Leviticus chapter 8 and 9, it says the people followed the commands given by God.
可是拿达和亚比户，他们要别出心裁。
But Nadab and Abihu went rogue and
went 他们别出心裁啊，他们做了神没有吩咐他们，神没有允许他们去做的事情。
So they became creative and did things that were not commanded them to do.
他们忽视。他们忽视或小看神的吩咐。
They overlooked or thought God's commands was not important.
有可能是出于好意。
It may have been well intended.
像乌撒他去扶那个约柜要掉地上了，我扶一下嘛。
Like Uzzah holding on to the Ark of the Covenant before tipping over.
可是约柜是不能碰的，人的手不能碰的。
But the Ark of Covenant is not to be touched by man.
你知道神的意思就是，你以为你的手比地还干净啊？
Well, God's intention is, do you think that your hand is cleaner than the floor?
你的手比这个土泥土更脏，我告诉你。
I'm telling you, your hand is dirtier than the mud on the floor.
乌撒不知道，他好意去扶一下，他可能根本没想到这件事情。
Uzzah might not have even thought about that.
拿达亚比户可能是出于恶意。
Or Nadab and Abihu probably had ill intentions.
像扫罗王一样。
Like Saul, like King Saul.
就是不领这个不承认神。只要走自己要走的路。
Or not obeying God's way, rather following his own way.
神对他来讲只是一个概念，是一个离他很远的一位神。
God is just a concept, someone that is far away.
拿达和亚比户是出于好意，是不知情，还是出于恶意，是顶撞神，我们不知道。
But we don't know if Nadab and Abihu, when they did this, was it out of was it well intended or was it had ill intentions? We don't know.
但是我们知道的是，神要让所有的人知道如何敬拜他是很重要的。
But God is showing us here that how we worship Him is important to Him.
有创意的敬拜，或者是对现代的文化能够这个有相连、有相关的敬拜，这个是必要的。
Innovative worship, creativity, and cultural relevance are important to reach people at this time.
我们在此地，我们在此时，我们要将神的福音传出去。
And
we
So we need to, if we want to share the gospel during this time and this place within this culture, we need to be creative.
但是我们要很小心的，而且我们要很刻意的有这样的一个意念。
But we have to be careful of this conviction.
就是我们的任何的创意都是为了要能够服侍神的真理。
But the creativity has to have the purpose of serving God's truth.
我们任何的创意、任何的想法、任何的创新，一定是为了要能够服侍神的真理，就是神的话。
So any innovation or creativity has to serve God's truth. That is the Bible.
有一种创意是扭曲真理的。
There is a type of creativity or innovation that is truth distorting.
如果我们的创新，如果我们的创意是扭曲真理、扭曲神的话，那就会变成被撒旦使用的工具。
Now, if any, we use any of this creativity or innovation that distorts the truth, it can easily become an instrument for Satan.
保罗在哥林多后书第十一章二到三节，他这样子的叮咛哥林多人。
And Paul warns the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
他知道哥林多人常常是喜欢新鲜的。
And Paul knows that the people of Corinth likes new things.
他们喜欢不同的。
And they like to be different.
所以保罗这样子对他们说，我以神的热爱来爱你们，因为我把你们献给了基督，好像是把一个贞洁的童女许配给一个丈夫。我只怕的是什么？你们的心受到了引诱，失去对基督单纯，对基督的单纯和贞洁，好像蛇用诡计去骗了夏娃一样。
For I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
我对今天的教会同样有这样的一个恐惧。
And I have that same fear for churches today.
不是说我们的教会，是今天属神的教会有同样的这个担心。
And not our church, but churches in our time.
怕的就是因为喜欢新的、喜欢不同的，而失去了我们对真理和对神的话的执着。
And the concern is, having innovation and creativity that leads us away from, God's truth.
今天有太多的教会，有太多的基督徒，没有一个用圣经为基础的分辨能力。
And there's many churches and Christians and entire congregations that don't have the ability to discern what is biblical truth.
没有从圣经为基础的分辨能力，因为不懂圣经，对圣是圣经文盲。
And they don't have the discernment because they're biblically illiterate.
导致于今天许多教会和基督徒在神面前所献上的祭物，就是这个平常的火，是不被神许可的敬拜。
And they're dishonoring God by offering unauthorized or strange fire as worship.
今天我们说基督徒是敬拜神的。
Today, while we say Christians worship God,
我相信基督徒绝大部分都是出于好意，出于很盼望是敬虔的心来到神的面前。
And I see that there are too many well-intended worshipers that have well intentions to worship God.
虽然出处是好的。
Even though they're well intended at first.
可是我们却是被人造的感觉、人造的感受、人造的灵 或者是今生今世世俗的灵在影响着我们。
And these well-intended worshippers are more influenced by man-made spirit feelings or by the spirit of the age than the spirit of God.
我们不是被神的灵而影响。
We're not influenced by the spirit of God.
今天许多教会说，因为我们要跟现代的人和这个世俗的人和这个现代的人，我们要跟他们要有关联呐，我们要跟他们有份。
So we need to have relevance in this culture. We need to be, we need to participate and be included with the culture of today.
然后我们就开始不注重神的话。
So we start to neglect God's word.
甚至我们篡改神的话。
Or we change God's word.
我们就说这个神的话只是一个，不是一个标准，只是一个参考。
We say that God's word is no longer a standard, but just a reference.
圣经里面很清楚很明白，说是罪，说是我们要与他分别出来的事情，我们今天就把它删除。
What the God clearly prohibits, we take out.
像什么？
Such as?
同性恋不是罪。
Homosexuality is not a sin.
男人女人性别的区分不存在。
Gender neutrality.
男人可以做女人，女人也可以做男人。
So males can be females and females can be males.
现代的人哪有不离婚的？
What's so bad about divorce?
所以教会里面也可以离婚呢。
So of course, people in the church can divorce.
对，跟我们不同背景不同文化不同种族的人有排斥或有暴力的事件。
Or violence or shunning people from different, that are different than us.
随便来解释圣经，篡改圣经。
Or altering or changing scripture.
自称我从神那边来，有特别的启示，是圣经以外的。
Or claiming that they have new prophetic visions or inspirations that are outside of what the Bible teaches.
这一切的作为，如果在教会当中，弟兄姐妹，如果是在基督徒当中存在的话，这就是拿达跟亚比户的罪一样的。
So if we find this in the church, then that is the same.Guilty way of Nadab and Abihu.
我照我的心意，我照我的方式去敬拜神。
I will worship God my own way.
我不是照着神的心意和神的方式来敬拜神。
And I'm not worshiping God in the way that He is pleased with or has commanded.
所以让我们要能够持守，让我们能够谨守这个信念。
So we need to hold fast to that conviction.
就是我们必定要照着神的心意和神的方式来服侍神，来敬拜神，来为神而活。
That we will always serve God and worship God according to His way and His will.
这不但是对每一个信徒的提醒。
This is not just a reminder for all the believers.
这更是在教会里面做领袖、服侍、带领、负责事工的人一个很重要的提醒。
It's also a reminder for all of the leaders, and the ministry, leaders and people that serve in the church.
这是我常常摆在我脑海当中的首要的事情。
And this is something that is important to me in my life.
对我自己来说
，To me myself.I need to hold fast to this truth.
在我的工作，在我的家庭，在我的生命当中。
In my work, in my life, and in my family.
我有没有照着神的心意和神的方式来过生活？
Am I living my life according to God's will and God's way?
最后第三点就是我们从拿达和亚比户的这个事件当中，我们看见了。
And the third and last point we learn
我们需要一位更好的祭司。
Is that we need a better priest.
我们需要一位比拿达和亚比户更好、更称职的祭司。
We need a better, a more fitting priest than Nadab and Abihu.
我们需要的是耶稣。
Who we need is Jesus.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25.
希伯来书第七章第二十五节说，那些靠着他，就是靠着耶稣进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他永远活着为他们代求。
Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
人的祭司，
a manly priest,
总是会出错的，
will make mistakes,
总是会犯罪冒犯神的，
they will commit sin and offend God.
神知道这一点，
and God knows this.
所以在他的爱中，他亲自的来到这个世上，成为人的样式，为我们的罪赎罪。
So that's why he comes down, in the flesh to atone for our sins.
他为我们赎罪，使我们能够在神的面前罪得到赦免。
He atones for our sins so that before God we are forgiven of our sins.
使我们能够回到神的面前，在这位圣洁的神面前，我们能够与他什么建立亲密的关系。
So that we're reconciled with God and can establish an intimate relationship with a holy God.
主耶稣基督在世的时候，
When Jesus was on earth,
他没有犯任何的罪。
He didn't commit any sin.
大罪没有，小罪也没有。
No sins. He committed no sins.
一丁点的罪都没有。Not even the slightest. 他信靠的是神的话。
Because he trusted God, his Father's word.
他照着神的心意，照着神的话，他教导他的门徒。在神的面前献上圣洁的应当的敬拜。
And he taught his disciples the proper way to worship.
我们的罪在神的面前是需要赎罪的祭物，用神的烈火去烧灭的。
And to atone for our sins,There needs to be a sacrifice that needs to be consumed by fire.
那献祭的人要把手放在这个动物的身上。
And the person that sacrifices needs to lay their hand on the sacrifice.
这个动物要代替献祭的人要被杀。
So that animal will take the place of the person that should be killed.
因为这个动物承担了我的罪。
Because that animal took on my sin, the punishment of my sin.
这个被杀死的动物要用烈火去把它烧尽。
And after this animal is killed, it needs to be consumed by fire.
本来是应该我被杀。
It should have been me that should have been killed.
本来是应该我被神的烈火烧尽。
And it should be me that should be consumed by fire, God's fire.
但是今天主耶稣基督却代替了我们面对神的烈火。
But Jesus himself stood in my place by being consumed by God's fire.
他成为我们代罪的羔羊。
He became the sacrificial lamb of God.
他用他的生命换回了我们在与神、与圣洁的神之间的关系。
He used his life to exchange the intimate relationship that we can have now with God.
但是他复活了， 以至于他可以永远的在神的面前为我们献上祷告和祈求。
And he has resurrected from the dead and now sitting at the right hand of God the Father interceding for us.
我们一起来读希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。
Let us all read together Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14 to 16.
希伯来书第四章十四到十六节。我用中文我们一起读。
So read in Chinese first.
我们既然有一位伟大的经过了众天的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，就应该坚持所宣认的信仰，因为我们的大祭司并不是不能同情我们的软弱，他像我们一样也曾在各方面受过试探，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为的是要领受怜悯，得到恩惠，作为及时的帮助。Okay. 然后我们再看希伯来书第七章第二十五节。
Also, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
然后我请 Peter 用英文。Can we read it in English together here? Hebrews 7, 25.
Let's read together, verse 25. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
在许多方面，我们就像拿达和亚比户。
So in many ways, we are like Nadab and Abihu.
我们会忽略神的诫命。
So sometimes we'll ignore God's commands.
我们会用自己的心意取代神的心意。
And we'll think that our ways will replace God's ways with our own ways.
我们宁愿照自己的方式去过生活，去敬拜，而不是去跟随，去寻找，去顺着神的旨意去敬拜和生活。
We'd rather live and worship our own way instead of worshiping and living God's way.
但是耶稣基督死了，以至于你我可以活着。
But Jesus died so that we might live.
所以当我们想到拿达和亚比户的时候，
So when we consider Nadab and Abihu,
我们要想到我们的罪，我们也是因为我们自己的罪是需要受到神烈火的审判。
So we also deserve to be consumed because of our sins.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
但是神同样是充满丰富怜悯慈爱的神。
But he is also a God full of compassion, grace, mercy, and love.
所以他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上。
So he sent his son Jesus.
承受了神对罪的惩治，
to fulfill the punishment of sin，
为我们赎罪，
to take on our sins，
使我们得到赦免，
so that we can be saved，
使我们能够来到那位爱我们的公义圣洁的神面前，不但去敬拜他，
so that we can come before a holy and righteous God to worship him，
不但能够敬拜他，Not only to worship, 我们能够得到他的喜悦。
And that we can be
delighted
by him.
我们能够去经历他的慈爱。
And we can experience his mercy.
然后我们能够因为罪得赦免，我们也能够活出一个公义圣洁的样式。
So because of his righteousness, we can also live a righteous life.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Heavenly Father.
你是至高至上的神。
You are the high and mighty God.
你是伟大的神。
You are the great God.
你是公义，你是圣洁的神。
You are righteous and holy.
在这世上所有宇宙当中，没有一件人事物能够像你一样。
Nothing in this universe can compare to you.
但是你是一位爱我们的神。
You love us.
你知道我们在罪当中，我们是不能与你亲近的。
You know in sin that we can never approach you.
但是你将你的慈爱，将你的怜悯彰显在我们的身上。
But your grace and your mercy you've bestowed upon us.
为的是要我们能够在你荣耀圣洁的光芒当中，我们能够不但是得生存，我们能够去享受，我们能够有蓬勃丰富的生命。
So that in your radiant holiness, we can not only exist, but enjoy all that you have created for us.
罪和死亡的枷锁已经不在我们的身上有功效了。
The shackles of sin no longer has any effect on us.
因为主耶稣基督已经得胜了。
Because our Lord Jesus is victorious.
天父，让我们不会因为你的圣洁，不会因为我们的罪在你的圣洁的面前有惧怕。
So let us not fear approaching a holy God any longer.
让我们躲藏在我们的主耶稣基督公义的翅膀之下。
Because we can hide under the righteous wing of our Lord Jesus.
使我们能够来到你的面前。
So that we can come before you.
是得释放的。
And be free.
是领受恩典的。
And to receive grace.
是蒙祝福的。
To be blessed.
主，你是圣洁的。
God, you are holy.
愿我们也成为你圣洁的子民。
So that we can also become holy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.